This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starting this month, one of New York's great art museums, the Guggenheim, is open 7 days a week year-round. New York's Metropolitan, the Denver Art Museum, the Museum of Islamic Art in Qatar have already done this. Lila Goldstein reports.
One adult's going to be $25.
9 months ago, Elizabeth Dugal was interviewing for a job at the Guggenheim Museum. She decided to swing by the day before.
15 back.
She expected to get a ticket and make her way up the museum's distinctive white spiral ramp designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. Instead,
I walked up here on a Thursday and it was closed and I was very surprised. You know, shame on me. I probably should have looked on the website.
Dugal got the job and now oversees operations at the museum. She helped make the move to a 7-day-a-week schedule instead of the previous 6. The change comes with increased costs and scheduling challenges. That white spiral ramp, it used to be painted mostly on Thursdays when the museum was closed. Now it's getting touch-ups every weekday morning. But with the additional revenue from the extra day, Dugal isn't worried.
I'm sure that'll be worth the cost.
Other New York museums have already made the change. The Metropolitan Museum and the MoMA in 2013. In 2016, the Whitney Museum added a 7th day in busy July and August. Andras Santo is a cultural strategy consultant.
If the largest museums in town are open 7 days a week, I think that, you know, certainly creates an incentive to all the others to follow suit.
But it's not just about competing with other museums. Colleen Dillenschneider analyzes museum trends for Impact's research and development.
The art museum isn't just competing with the history museum, it's also competing with Netflix. And there's less, you know, incentive to leave our homes than we've ever had before.
Plus, when visitors show up to a locked entrance, it's bad for future attendance.
If a museum is closed when a person expects the museum to be open, then that visit is generally lost. We don't see that those folks come back.
She says museums lose out on more than just that one visit, because they also won't get the word of mouth or the Instagram posts that could get more people in the door. I'm Lila Goldstein for Marketplace.